As you know, there's so many spiritual terms, practices, healers, and light that I explore. And I am so excited to go into Akashic Records today with Jennifer Spohr. So Jennifer, before we even get to know you, tell us a little bit about what are the Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records are a limitless library for your soul. So the Akashic Records are actually, you know, not something that's separate from you, but rather an aspect of you and who you are. They hold all of your soul's experiences throughout all of your past, present, and future lives. They hold all of the information for your beliefs, what you have experienced, what you will experience. They are a profound tool, essentially a part of you that you can tap into to access your soul self at a deeper level and utilize it to navigate your journey more intentionally. Just tapping into yourself at a deeper level, it's really empowering.
So the Akashic Records, from what I'm hearing you say, is a library of information about your soul.
Yes, it essentially exists in consciousness, right? I often reference a library as a way to put into context just all of the massive data, you know, information that exists, because our souls are eternal, as we know. I'm assuming, you know, your audience shares similar beliefs, right? In that we are having a human experience, but we actually have a soul that is eternal, and we've had many experiences beyond, you know, one that we're currently having. So I often refer to them as a library for, you know, to put that more into context.
And so how do people even find out about Akashic Records, or how did you find out about Akashic Records?
That's a great question. The Akashic Records typically call to us, so we feel drawn in some way. So someone who's listening to our stream right now may be feeling, you know, pinged, essentially, P-I-N-G, right? Pinged to, oh, wow, I'm curious about that. I want to learn more about that. The Akashic Records found me essentially through a set of tarot cards. I'm a clear channel, and I can, you know, tap into information without using any divination tools. However, I just have lots of fun using tarot cards and oracle cards. And there was an Akashic Records set of tarot cards that came across my path, and I felt really drawn to them. I began, you know, playing with them, using them for guidance. And then I came across an Akashic Records guided meditation journey on YouTube, and I listened to that once, and then it was like this light switch flipped on. From there, I was super curious and interested, and so I just started spending time accessing my Akashic Records on my own. And then mentor that I was working with at the time a few years ago had an Akashic Records mastery program. And so I felt guided to go even deeper, right? Because beyond receiving information, we can learn different healing modalities, and there's really just truly limitless access in terms of the possibilities. So I enrolled in that program. And then at some point on my path during that part of my journey, I felt guided to begin teaching the Akashic Records, because it is so empowering to tap into yourself at a deep level like that, to assist you in navigating your path. And I love to daydream essentially about, you know, like, what would the world be like if we all had access to ourselves at that level, right? Like, imagine the confidence, the fear, and also, you know, the peace and all of the amazing things that can be possible for us.
I can completely appreciate that. I'd like to just touch on the fact that it came to you in multiple ways. I often tell and share with people that I'm working with that you have to really pay attention to what's crossing your path, because often we're guided by small whispers. And the fact that the Akashic Records came through multiple ways to your desk is pretty fascinating. And I think YouTube is such a fabulous tool to learn so much about anything. But in particular, I spent a lot of time following spiritual leaders and guides on YouTube in place of watching TV to keep raising my frequency. And I know you have some amazing programming you do for women about not only where they are, but their trajectory of moving forward. And I'm curious how everyday people use the Akashic Record with a guide like yourself.
I work in the Akashic Records with pretty much every one of my clients. I work with clients privately, and I also teach the Akashic Records in a retreat setting called Ascension in the Akasha, which if someone's listening to this and they're feeling drawn to learn how to access their own records and how to navigate them on their journey, I am having one of at the end of this month on April 27th and 28th, and can provide you with a link with that information. I also work with clients privately. And the reason why I work with clients in the Akashic Records is because it really does provide, in my experience, one of the most direct paths to ascension and growth. The Akashic Records can support you in all the ways, in every way in your life. So some examples are, you know, if you're like many people right now in the collective are feeling called to expand, to step into that next evolution of what they're being called to on that journey, whether it's changing careers, starting a business, expanding in your own business, etc. So the records are a great way to tap into your soul level self, to look into your future self, essentially, to look at, you know, what's next for me? And what does that version of me look like, right? Because information is one thing, but then taking that clarity and integrating it is another, in which the records also assist you in doing that. Okay, so that's one example. Another one is, you know, letting go of the past, letting go of grief, and, you know, healing past traumas, healing relationships. You know, relationships are a huge component of each one of our journeys. And so whether it's navigating relationships, familial relationships, or romantic relationships, if you are looking for a divine life partner, that's another way that the Akashic Records can support you. And like I said, if you're feeling called to break any behavioral patterns or, you know, just improve your overall health and well-being, right? Tapping into your physical body at a deeper level to really start determining what it needs to feel nourished, right? Because it's not a cliche, you know, health is wealth. So we get this one body here, and it's really important, right? To be tapped into ourselves from that aspect as well. So those are just a couple of examples. Did you have any questions about other ways that the Akashic Records can support us?
Yeah, I think for somebody who's never heard about this and they're like, what are the Akashic Records? And they think about their life. When you guide people into the Akashic Records, does it help give them vision? Does it give them perspective? Does it even give them action? Like, what can they expect from the Akashic?
That's a great question. And I want to preface my answer by saying that, you know, every individual person is unique and works a little bit differently. But for me, I'm a very clear channel, and I specifically have a gift for tapping into someone's auric field, their energetic field, and receiving insights. And I receive them through seeing, knowing, feeling, you know, what is that person's highest aligned path here? And also, you know, what are the highest aligned next actions for them to take? And also, what may be hindering their path forward, right? Need assistance healing with. So often I will automatically start receiving information as soon as we open the client's Akashic Record. So we essentially start off the session with, you know, saying a little prayer invocation and then asking the client for their permission to open the records. So once we do that, information will typically start coming through. I also let clients know, though, to come prepared to our sessions because I want the client to achieve their intention for what they want to receive for our time together. So I ask them to come prepared with an intention for what they want to experience and receive from that time. And so sometimes they will have specific questions, which I answer for them as well. Now, that is more what a single session can look like because I do still offer one-off private sessions. I do have longer term mentorship clients as well. And so when I'm working in a longer term container with someone 3 months or longer, we really start off our journey together by me working with them to get crystal clear on what is their vision for what they want to bring to manifest from the time that we're working together. And so we do a lot of visioning work, stepping into their future self, really getting really clear on seeing that, and then becoming that version of them. And so we develop that at the beginning of our journey and use that as the basis, as kind of like a roadmap, right? For our journey together. And through that journey, I mean, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and whether it's entrepreneurs or, you know, CEOs, corporate leaders, anyone really, women in leadership position, it's important to have that clear vision. And along the way, there are myriad of things that they'll experience, right? So it could be that we need to work on healing some trauma, or we need to work on mindset, or it may even be simply just energy work from lower frequency energies that are being stored in their body that need to be released. That's something that I think is still not talked about nearly enough in spiritual communities and the personal development industry is the importance of our physical bodies, right? And really all of the energy, not just from our individual experiences, but ancestral stuff can be stored up to several generations back as well. So really working with the client to bring all of their bodies into alignment, right? And that's really what it's about: harmony, balance, letting go of resistance, to step into your power as a creator being and to just move throughout your life, right? With a lot more ease and grace and confidence in what you're being called to create.
Jennifer, I loved you sharing your work. You know, my third book is called Seeking because I got to a point in my career and life where I was working so much towards things outside of my body. And I had to shift the dialogue to work from the inside out. And I too worked with Akashic Records. I did past life regression, tapping, TRE. I worked with mediums. I mean, I really, you know, worked an entire spectrum of energy practitioners I worked with to help me remove what was no longer serving me. And I feel like a lot of people are missing that spiritual component to their next steps because what has gotten us here often doesn't get us there. And that pushing only in the masculine all the time really kind of disadvantages us in the fact that there's so much knowing, intuition, and alignment that we're not really tapping into. So it seems to me like working with you and working with your Akashic Records can bring harmony between the masculine and the feminine within?
Yes, absolutely. It brings forward the balance, right? You know, taking action and the masculine is a really important component. It's just up to this point, many of us have been living in a society that promotes conformity and that promotes do more to receive more, right? And it's really about balance. So when you're bringing your feminine aspect and your masculine aspect more into balance, then things flow much more, right? It's living from your intuitive self, from your soul self, right? Which is your feminine side. And then the sacred masculine takes action in devotion to the feminine.
Yes, I love that. And for anyone listening that's still kind of trying to figure it out, I guess I would say that the Akashic is your innate wisdom, your innate experiences, your a playbook of how you used to do it before that you might not yet have tapped into. right? Yes. Is really getting into, digging into what can you also get access to that you might not have used this time around.
Absolutely. The Akashic records exist in a higher energetic frequency, and it's actually very simple. It's just setting an intention to tap into yourself at that higher frequency level and to receive healing and information that you otherwise wouldn't notice, essentially, if you're just following your intuition on a day-to-day level, right? So following your intuitive self on a day-to-day level is really important. But when you're looking for deeper healing, deeper remembrance, or more detailed information, right, then tapping into your Akashic records, in my experience, is one of the most direct pathways to do that.
Yes, yes. And with Pluto entering Aquarius, you know, I feel like now is the time more than ever that people can really tap into people like yourself with additional information to enhance their experience. And as you already mentioned, you really get into the flow of why they're here on the planet right now.
Absolutely. And there are many people, right, that are being called to make changes, career changes, expand their business, change their business, whatever that is for them. And they're being called to bring things into the world that aren't part of the mainstream, right? So it's important also now more than ever for us to fortify our foundation of feeling confident and clear in our conviction in where we're being guided.
Yes, I love that. And so I hope for anyone out there, if you didn't hear of Akashic Records before, you now have some insight to what it is. If you're looking for help on how to tap into your Akashic to help you release or manifest, that you reach out to Jennifer. All her links are below. And Jennifer, what else do you want to share before we leave? Because I feel like you're just a wealth of knowledge and have so many resources for people that are trying to make their impact on the world.
Yeah, you know, what's coming forward to share in this now moment is to emphasize the importance of creating space for yourself to just be. This is not, you know, a cliche. And I mean, like, you do see it a lot, right? It's like, oh, you know, create space just to be and all of that. It really is a core foundational piece of your ascension journey, of just your journey overall. So even if it's only 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, creating that space to be in a meditative state, right? And some people think that they can't meditate, and it's not really, everyone can. It really practice to retrain yourself to be diligent in setting aside that space every day. I recommend doing it in the morning in order to set your tone for the day to be more grounded as you go into your day, right? But that is where you're also opening the gateway, essentially, to connect with yourself at a deeper level, whether you choose to access the Akashic Records as a way to do that or not. Just taking that space to really be with yourself, pay attention to how your body feels, to your breath, being fully present in the moment, and then setting an intention with your higher self for whatever most needs to come forward for you to come forward in that now moment. That, I will say, is an absolute game changer.
I love that. I was at a girls' school talking about this, about just creating space for yourself and using mindfulness to be a conveyor belt so that you can decide what thoughts you want to bring down and use and what thoughts you just want to let go by. And I feel like for so many on the planet right now, finding that space is really the instrumental piece for alignment in a lot of ways.
It absolutely is. I mean, ultimately, we talk about, you know, past, present, and future, but ultimately, our power to create, right, exists always in the now moment. And that is the most empowered place you can be, is in the present moment.
Yes. And we have to train ourselves. We are untrained early on not to be in the now. We have to really create the space to learn how to be in the now. At least that's what I have learned.
Absolutely. And I would say to everyone listening, if you're not in a consistent, regular practice of that, when you do, don't be surprised if you find yourself wanting to spend more time in that space. being present. It's just a game changer in pretty much every way in terms of being tapped into yourself at a soul level, to your body also, and what it needs to be nourished. And I mean, it increases your productivity just because you feel more clear and light and grounded and focused. It just is positive in every way.
I love that. And kind of that's why I go, use me as a channel. I want to be a channel for information to flow in and flow out. And I find that working in the Akashic has really expedited my learnings, but also my connection with what my soul has to offer and can bring forward in this lifetime.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. All your links are below. She's having a retreat at the end of this month. You can check that out. That link's below. We look forward to seeing you here and on other conversations. And I look forward to staying in touch, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.